I think in the last year, the fight against terrorism, this was something which was really successful. The Daesh does not anymore occupy contiguous territory in Sirte. Also in Benghazi, progress was made. And you know the philosophy is that we cannot deal with Daesh, with Al-Qaeda, Ansar al-Sharia. These are organizations which have to be fought militarily. Now, this is one of the successes. Yes, there are still Daesh cells in the country, but the business model of the Daesh in Libya is destroyed, namely occupying contiguous territory. On the other side, we have also the consensus of the international community that in principle the way of the Libyan political agreement is without alternatives. But we see after a year of trying to implement the agreement that many things cannot be achieved or were not achieved. There is still no government of national accord endorsed by the House of Representatives, by the parliament in Tobruk. Twice the lists were sent there and they were rejected. Now, the Presidency Council is in Tripoli, yes. But the government of national accord really does not act like a government. Service delivery to the people, food. Particular worry is the economic situation in the country. And it is a little bit sad to see how Libya, as the richest country in Africa, with the richest oil reserves all over Africa, cannot come to grips with these problems, and that many politicians are putting their personal interests above the interests of the nation and the population.
Mr. Kobler, you mentioned the government of national accord, but we also see an interim government in Al-Baida city. We also see the Salvation Government that has tried to make a comeback. How does that affect the work of the government of national accord?
Yes, this is one of the problems. The government of national accord does not have authority all over the country. The Central Bank of Libya in Tripoli, they pay the salaries all over the country. However, the government does not yet have authority as a government of national accord over the whole country. That's why the interim government in Beida is working on one side. However, they are not funded, so they are more of kind of symbolic kind of government. And as you mentioned, also the ex-Salvation government tried to make a reappearance. This is worrisome. And this motivates us even more to address the root causes of the country. And what are the root causes? This is the supreme commandership of the army, the performance of the Presidency Council, the chain of command of Libyan army, and the absence of strong state institutions. And we encourage the Libyans, to really build up the strong state institutions. Now, this is nation building. It doesn't come overnight. That's why I don't feel discouraged after a year, because there were never strong state institutions in Libya. After 42 years of Gaddafi dictatorship and these 5 years of chaos and civil war, it is really difficult to launch a new process. But I'm very confident.
Sir, you mentioned also the advancement over Daesh. You said also in your statement to the Security Council that there are only a few part of Sirte in which Daesh is actually active. Does that mean that the violence has ended in Libya?
No, it doesn't mean that the violence has ended, because the Daesh is only part of the problems. It is good that there are only few fighters left. It will be a matter of days until the last quarters are cleared. But there still are Daesh cells, of course, across the country. Mm. I don't have particular information, but they are certainly there. Mm. But the question is also the militias in Tripoli, who are providing security in Tripoli now. And this is a thing which has to end. At the end, it must be a police. It must be the Libyan National Army who has to provide security for the population. As long as this is not done, we have violence now. We have seen the worst clashes since 2014 at the beginning of December. There were people dying on the streets of Tripoli now, also in Sapa. There were in the south of the country, there were clashes, began as a tribal clash, but at the end there were 23 people dying. So if one does not solve the question of strong institutions, in particular security institutions, being accepted in the east, west and the south, so long the violence will not stop. And we are doing our best to work for the benefit of the Libyan people.
Do you think the implementation of arm embargo would do good in this context? Because as we know, arms are still flowing into the country.
Yes, I think it's very important to continue with the arms embargo and to enforce the arms embargo. Yes, there are 26 million weapons in the country, but this shouldn't lead us to the conclusion just open the country for other weapons. No, I think the weapons embargo should even be enforced, but the sister of the weapons embargo is the exemption from the weapons embargo. Whenever there are legal units, like the Presidential Guard now in Tripoli, like the future Libyan army, they must have an exemption from the weapons embargo. This is the big incentive that they get legally weapons, modern weapons, into the country.
Mr. Kobler, in your opinion, is the Libyan political agreement still the solution? And second, what is needed now to move forward and to address the frustration of the Libyan people?
I'm convinced that the Libyan political agreement remains the framework because the alternative is chaos. Mm. However, one should use the flexibilities of the Libyan political agreement to resolve the outstanding questions. There is a mechanism for change in the Libyan political agreement, and this is what we suggest to the Libyans to discuss. If you're not happy with Article X, what do you want to do? Sit together. We can facilitate this talk. Sit together and tell us what could be possible amendments to the agreement. Not many, but limited amendments. But it's not for us, international community, to decide. We are here to facilitate, to organize a process, to bring people around the table. But they have to decide it, and they have to discuss it. Now, for this, we are working in this very difficult time, because people are getting more and more impatient. But the solution is not to throw the Libyan political agreement to the bin, to the waste paper basket of history, but to work with it and to use the flexibility it has, even with the mechanism of change. And we want to bring this process about now in the year following the 17th of December 2016.